Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe. Or, at least, on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
When footage resurfaced of New York City Mayor Eric Adams handing Sean Diddy Combs the key to the city in September of 2023, it was a moment meant to highlight a legendary career. Adams, while calling himself the bad boy of politics, bestowed this ceremonial honor upon one of the most iconic and controversial figures in the entertainment world, Diddy. But with recent scandals surrounding both men, the seemingly innocuous event now raises larger questions. Could there be more lurking beneath the surface than a simple key-giving ceremony? Were there deeper, more insidious connections between Diddy and New York City officials that allowed him to evade justice for so long? Both Adams and Diddy are now embroiled in their respective legal woes. Adams facing corruption charges and Diddy awaiting trial for sex trafficking and racketeering charges. The overlap in timing between these scandals and the resurfacing of their public association feels almost too coincidental. It's easy to dismiss the key to the city as a symbolic gesture, but given the severity of the allegations against Diddy, was it a gesture or something more troubling? Could it have been a nod to a long-standing relationship where officials turned a blind eye to Diddy's crimes? Eric Adams' indictment centers on allegations of corruption, including accusations that his administration may have received illegal foreign donations and conspired with foreign entities like the Turkish government. Adams' tenure has already been clouded by scandals involving high-ranking city officials, bribery charges, and improper dealings with donors. If Adams and his circle were willing to bend the rules for foreign entities, could there have been similar under-the-table dealings closer to home, perhaps with a powerful figure like Diddy? Diddy's legal troubles have escalated rapidly, with charges of sex trafficking and a slew of other serious crimes, including the well-publicized allegations from his ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura. These allegations did not materialize overnight, and it's likely that some in power knew of his transgressions long before the public did. The timing of Adams requesting Diddy to return the key to the city after footage of Diddy assaulting Ventura came to light suggests an awareness of Diddy's crimes. But was that awareness present even before the public outrage? Was the key given in the first place as part of a quid pro quo arrangement where certain figures would benefit from their silence regarding Diddy's behavior? The entertainment industry and politics have always had overlapping circles, but in this case, the relationship between Adams and Diddy takes on a more suspicious tone. Diddy, a man who has built an empire, was granted symbolic access to the city by its highest official, an official who now faces allegations of corruption. Could it be that Diddy's star power, influence, and perhaps financial leverage shielded him from scrutiny? After all, Diddy has been known for hosting extravagant parties, rubbing shoulders with the elite, and building powerful alliances. Was this key to the city moment more about cementing a relationship where both parties stood to gain? Adams in terms of political clout and Diddy in terms of legal leniency? There's an undeniable irony in the phrase bad boy of politics being used by Adams. Was it a coincidence that he used this phrasing while aligning himself with someone whose business brand is literally bad boy? Or was it a veiled acknowledgement that both men were playing a game of influence and protection? We now know that serious allegations of abuse and trafficking against Diddy existed long before Adams handed him the key. For years, Diddy's reputation has been peppered with rumors of violence and misconduct, especially in relation to women. Yet despite these murmurs, the city honored him. This is a city that has claimed to take a stand against violence, corruption, and abuse. Yet in this instance, it embraced one of the industry's most notorious figures. Is it possible that Diddy, with his vast wealth and influence, made donations to political campaigns or engaged in backdoor dealings to ensure he remained untouchable? Could there have been financial incentives for officials like Adams or others in City Hall to look the other way as Diddy engaged in his criminal activities? The notion of bribery, while speculative, is not far-fetched when considering the individuals involved. Adams' administration has already been mirrored with allegations of accepting bribes and illegal donations. The same could easily be true for figures like Diddy, who have much to lose and much to gain by staying in the good graces of city officials. Given the federal corruption probes swirling around Adams, it's not unthinkable that Diddy's money and influence could have greased the wheels of City Hall, allowing his alleged criminal activities to go unchallenged for years. So what comes next? As more details emerge about both Adams and Diddy's legal battles, it's essential to ask uncomfortable questions. Did their paths cross beyond that fateful key ceremony in Times Square? Were there darker, more corrupt dealings happening behind the scenes? Ones that allowed Diddy to remain untouchable and Adams to benefit politically? While no evidence has yet surfaced to confirm a direct link between Adams' alleged corruption and Diddy's evasion of justice, the timing and associations are enough to warrant suspicion. The potential for bribery or influence peddling cannot be dismissed outright, especially given the high stakes involved for both men. In the end, this is a city built on relationships, many of them beneficial, some of them corrupt. And in the case of Diddy and Adams, only time will tell if their relationship was about more than just keys and photo ops. But in a world where power, influence, and corruption often collide, one has to wonder, how deep do the connections truly go?
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.